Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Elsa, what's going on today?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I'm calling because my husband is very superstitious. We haven't been married for very long. At first, when we were dating, I thought it was really cute and quirky and kind of sweet, but I've noticed it's getting worse to the point where it's almost embarrassing because it's all the time.
So what happened? What's this trigger event that made you say it's next level kind of now?
We were at a dinner party and our hosts were kind of joking around. We were all having a really good time. They pull out a Ouija board and he flipped out. I mean, got up and left the room and kind of made a scene. And I think everyone thought it was funny at first until they realized he was serious.
Right, yeah.
He wouldn't come back in the room until we put it away. So it's getting to a point where it's embarrassing to be around our friends when he does it. It's not cute anymore. It's a little over the top and weird.
All right, hold on. Let's call him, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Levi.
This is he.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Hello?
Hey, man, want to let you know we're calling you this morning for the Honda Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your wife who tells us that you straight freaked her out when you freaked out at your friend's dinner party over the Ouija board.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, basically, she got mad at me because they brought out a Ouija board and they were saying all these things like, you know, oh, we want to, you know, talk with the dead and are there any evil spirits here? Like that kind of thing, which funny to them, but I take that stuff kind of seriously and I said, I don't really want to be a part of this in a pretty polite way, I thought. And when no one really respected me, I left the room and I said, I don't really want to be a part of this. So
is this one of your only things? Because I can understand you're not into Ouija boards. Like that doesn't seem, but when we spoke with Elsa, she made it sound like there's a lot of things that you're overly superstitious about. Is that true, or is she just exaggerating?
Yeah, I have a lot of superstitions, but people sometimes are like that, you know? I mean, if something bad happens, I'm always knocking on wood, finding some wood to knock on, you know? I mean, I don't walk under ladders. I feel like a lot of people do those things. It doesn't make you crazy. It's something that just people do, right?
Okay, so not only will he not walk under ladders, he will cross the street and kind of make a production about it. If I go to pick up a penny, tails up, I have to put it back down. Like, it's to the point where it's getting a little weird. Like, we can't make plans. If plans fall on an odd day, we have to reschedule for an even day. It's not cute anymore. It's kind of concerning. It's a little over the top. It's a little over the top.
Studies that show that if people are hurt a lot by walking underneath ladders or even near ladders, because people drop things, people are foolish. So that's a real thing. It's not superstition. Cats, people have been doing that for hundreds of years. Pennies are disgusting. Yep. You probably shouldn't be picking those things up anyways. So
you're totally right. People have been doing it for years, but your reaction is what is kind of bizarre. A black cat walks by him, and I swear he'll like kind of start to scream like a little girl. It's not. It's the reaction that's really bizarre.
Well, what we do is we put things to a vote, and we can see what our audience has to say about it. They may just totally agree with you, Levi, and say, hey, you're superstitious. It is what it is. It's kind of just your quirk, and you knew that when you married him, Elsa, that he was into this stuff. But they may see Elsa's side, Levi, that maybe you're taking it a little bit too far, and maybe it's a bigger problem, and you need to relax a little bit. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's put it to a vote and finally see what everyone else is saying.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
I'm superstitious, too. So I kind of totally see where he's coming from today. I'm talking about Eli. Because, you know, if you just have been brought up with all these kind of things, you know, it's just something that you do. But his wife, Elsa, thinks that him being so superstitious is taking it over the edge, and it's obnoxious.
When you run out of a dinner party because somebody pulls out of a Ouija board and you have kind of a freak out, I mean, I think you're probably going over the top. You know, not picking up coins because they're tails up or whatever is something else. If you don't want to pick up coins, that's one thing. But, you know, letting these things dictate your life, no, I disagree. I think it's crazy.
The Honda of Westport, Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Erica, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on his side because I would do the same thing because I get kind of nervous picking up pens that are on tails instead of heads, or how often does Black Cat really walk by you? So when it does happen, it's a little weird.
It's true, though. Like, it's true.
It happens kind of often. I mean, they're just cats.
Yeah, but how often is a black one? If a black one walks by you, like, you got to relax. You got to look around and make sure everything's okay. You're going to get hit by a car. Like, things can happen.
Probably not.
No?
I mean, seriously. You got a neighbor with a black cat. You're going to see that cat all the time.
Are you superstitious or overly superstitious? What do you think about this? Give us a call at 1-800-330-9999. I have shoe horses everywhere for good luck. Did you ever notice how many we have in our office?
What? Yeah. Shoe horses?
Like the shoes.
You mean a horseshoe?
Horseshoe. That's
right.
What I meant.
Shoe horses?
Same thing, right? Same thing?
If you don't know what they are, how can they keep you lucky?
That's how I was brought up. You hang them over every single door for good luck when you walk through it.
Man.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Today's
you do all
best
your work
mix.
In here. Let me just point that out.
I should bring some horses in here, too.
You have a horseshoe in another room. What good is it doing you in the office? The office that we never go into, by the way.
Yep. Well, Levi is superstitious and superstitious to the point where his wife, Elsa, they've only been married a couple years, says, like, it's obnoxious, and she's embarrassed by it and wants him to chill out. He says, it's the way he is. Like, deal with it.
Right. I guess. But, you know, again, it becomes a problem when Levi's running out of dinner parties and embarrassing you and crossing the street because he sees a ladder on a sidewalk. Come on.
They took out a Ouija board. He was scared, you know?
Come on, man.
1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. Hi, Damaris, whose side are you on?
Basically, I'm on the husband's side. I believe I'm everything about superstitions, yeah.
Wow. I mean, people are just walking around with paranoia. How do you guys function?
It's not really paranoia. It's just like, you know, like, I mean, this is stuff that everyone's been told for so many years. You just avoid those kind of situations.
Yeah, give me an example of something that you're very superstitious about.
Well, I mean, if anything, like, I get nervous around mirrors. That would be it. Like, if, you know, like if you're moving a mirror or something, if you drop it, like, that would be a situation where you got to be really careful.
Right. 7 years bad luck for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
So you're also superstitious.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't believe in conjuring up the dead either, so.
Right. Like, you don't want to conjure up the dead.
Conjuring them up.
Right. That's what you're doing.
Like, you guys are riling them up in the corner.
Well, listen.
They're gone. They're dead.
No.
It's true.
If you summon them, thank you so much for the call.
If I summon them.
If you summon them, like, what? That's what you're doing.
Like,
he's
ringing a bell.
Right.
Oh, man.
Anna, whose side are you on?
I'm on side of the wife because I think that he just needs to chill with the superstition. Superstition, we all believe what we want to believe. I just don't think it's that real.
Right, you don't like black cats? Divorce time, pal.
Dan and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side, 100% on this one. There's nothing attractive about a man that's scared of his own shadow. It takes black cats, ladders, you know, picking up coins. It's a little bit superstitious. It's a little bit over the top, you know? He needs to not let life get to him as much as it is. Just, you know, enjoy it, man. It's short.
All right, hold on. Let me knock on wood to protect you from saying those kind of things.
Oh, my God. Right.
No. I promise. I work in the trade. Black cats cross us all day. We got to walk under ladders. I don't believe in superstition.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Elsa, our audience was with you today. Levi,
yes.
You may just be taking this a little bit too far. And you need to, like, stop and think logical versus kind of made up stuff. Nothing is going to happen if you pick up that penny and its tail's up, you know?
See, man, told ya.
All right. I'll try to be a little better. I can't guarantee a full change, but...
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, you could always send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.